somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I have failed, you need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now, on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
You're now tuned into the Blind and Beyond Radio Show right here on 1680 WOKB. I know we're running into a tight situation, and it's all right because we are here to relieve your midnight stress and income. So I don't know if you know or not, but I do have Mike and Lynn on the phone line. We're just working on some small fractures and some small things right here. So in the meantime, in between time, what we're going to do, we got our good friend Peter on the phone line who's going to be a blessing to us to do what we do. Peter, how you doing, Peter? Are you there?
I'm doing this. I'm here.
Good, yeah. Peter. Listen, I'm gonna turn this over to you because I heard you got something exciting to do and something amazing that you want to get started in. All right, so I'm going to let you go forth. Go ahead, Peter, and kick it off for me.
Okay. This is Peter Durante, singing in the style of Jimmy Durante. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
All right, all right. Thank you. There we go, right there. Mike, can you hear it, Mike?
Mike, yes, Mike, good evening, everyone.
All right, so we're going in. Check it out right here. You're tuned in to 1680. Hey, Peter, thank you so much, man. That was pretty amazing, Peter. Where'd you learn how to sing like that?
Well, just practice and in the style of Jimmy Durante. I'm second cousin to Jimmy Durante. I'm a second cousin. So I want to carry forward his good work.
So. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, that was pretty amazing, man. Land that I love, home, my sweet home.
Right.
God bless America.
That's right. We need to do that now and not lose sight of what a wonderful country it is. You can become president just working on it, you know, and studying and doing the right thing. People will elect your president. Anyway, best regards to Michael and his wife and to you and also to the station itself. You're doing great work helping the blind folks.
Well, Mike, are you there yet, Mike? Can you hear me, Mike?
We're here.
All right,
here.
There we go.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes,
you,
Mike.
Peter.
God bless, Mike,
okay,
and keep up the very good
Welcome
work.
To the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. This show tonight is, well, shall we say, a veterans show. So you're going to have a great show tonight. You just listened to a minute ago to
Peter.
Mr. Durante, who sang God Bless America. Lynn?
Do they know who I am?
Wait, Mike.
Right now?
There you go. You got to do your opening, Mike, because we went right into Peter because of the tech. So you got to go right into your intro. How you do?
Okay. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. This is a veteran show. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And let me introduce first our players. Tonight, sitting left to my left, is my co-host, Lynn Goldery. Lynn, you there?
I am here, and I'm happy to say that, unbelievably, this is our sixth annual tribute to Veterans Day on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So we're glad you're with us, helping celebrate Veterans Day.
For some reason, you get always a lot of fiasco with our... You ever notice that?
No,
lately, it's ridiculous. Because what's going on right now, okay. Even our house is down as far as our
internet.
Mm-hmm. And we had to move. Right, thank God that Nancy lives right down the street. We're doing the whole show from Nancy's house. Nancy, thank you very much for allowing us to come into your home.
You're very welcome. What would we do without you?
Yeah, what would we do without you?
I don't know.
I don't either.
So wherever you are listening to this radio show, I hope you have internet and listen to the show. I hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce my other co-host, Gary Sinclair. Are you there? Gary Sinclair, are you there?
I am here on this Veterans Day show once again. I think at total shows, six here and two on the Blind Matters. So I've been doing about eight Veterans Day shows, and I'm always glad to be back on Veterans Day.
You have, Gary. That's wonderful.
And in the studios, who's our producer and engineer? Chris Shaw, are you there? Holding down the fort at the studio.
You already know I'm right here giving it do what I do.
He does what he does. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you folks can call in. Again, I'll repeat the number. It's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
I'd just like to say just a little thing that I was actually reading it to Nancy today about Veterans Day, that it should not be confused with Memorial Day, because Memorial Day honors those who died while in service, while Veterans Day honors all military veterans, including those that are still with us. And Veterans Day was formerly known as Armistice Day, which was originally set as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of World War One, which officially took place on November 11th, 1918. So that's how that all began.
You know, it's unusual tonight, Lynn, Michael. I like to sit out on my patio and do the show.
Yeah.
Too cold.
Right now it's not that cold, not like last.
It's too cold for me, Lynn.
Oh, come on, Gary. This is not cold. Gary, come on.
Right now you should be in Pennsylvania. It's really cold.
Hey, Gary, what did you do when you lived in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Back then I was used to that cold. I didn't know any different. Then I moved south.
Wait.
I've been down here 50 years now.
Wait, he stayed under a fire pit, or he stayed in front of the fire, the blazing saddle fire that he go out and chop down the woods in the back.
Absolutely.
And had some hot chocolate with some marshmallows in it. And that one toothpick just sticking out on the side, reading the newspaper, sitting at the dock of the bay.
You know what? I would like to hear from anybody out there in the audience that say where they live is cold, what the temperature is where they're cold. They might be laughing at us here in Florida because it's cold in Florida. But wherever you are, why don't you call in and give us a temperature report where you are. 407-894-1680. I'd like to hear how cold it is where you are.
Chris, when you lived in Chicago, was it your job to shovel the snow?
It was always my responsibility, and even to this day is my responsibility when I go home. Even to this day, it's my responsibility because, Chris, I'm so glad you're here. Listen, it snowed last night. Come put some salt down and shovel the snow out from front of my house so I can go to work tomorrow. Really?
That's funny.
I just got off the plane. But yeah, it was my, because I'm the oldest. I'm one of the oldest of all of my cousins, and the one to everybody else that stay on the south side. They would call me, and I would always do grandma, because grandma was mandatory. But everybody else gets secondhand, you know, they come later on down the road. But by me being one of four males of the family born, I'm the fourth one, and I'm the closest one. So it was my responsibility.
There you go.
All right, we're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You listen to the, it's called the Veterans Day Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or
way
visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And that's what you're listening to, the Veterans Day Show on the Blind and Beyond. That's right. The phone number to call in was 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and let them know the weather, I think we have a caller right now on the hold. Christine from Jupiter, Florida. Jupiter, Florida, are you there, Christine?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, so what's the weather like in Jupiter, Florida?
It is 64 degrees here, and I love it.
64 degrees. Oh, it's warm there. 64 degrees. Not bad. Not bad.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thanks for calling in, Christine.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Okie dokie. Take care.
Okay, Lynn.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time a gentleman by the name of Joe McNeil, and Joe is the new national president of the Blind Veterans Association, and Joe is calling in from Columbus, Georgia. Welcome, Joe, and thanks for being with us.
Welcome, Joe.
Hey, well, Joe.
Thank you, and the board of directors, thank you, too.
There you go. Well, this is the first for having you on the show, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe, before we talk about the BVA.
Well, I'm an 18-year veteran, Army active duty and National Guard, grandfather, and just recently back here in July became a great-grandfather.
Wow, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nice. So how did you – oh, by the way, meet Gary, Gary Sinclair, our co-host.
Hey, Joe.
He's the, hey, Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm actually an Navy CB. And
I'm going to hold it against you.
and we just had an introduction with our older gentleman. His name's Peter Jasung. God bless America. He's 97 years old, still going strong.
Outstanding.
Masibis.
And Gary, you're a member of the BVA, correct?
Oh, yes. I've been a member of the BVA for years.
Okay.
Yep. And so, I pushed for the BVA to be on the show for all the years we've been on now.
And they've been on all the years you've been pushing.
Yep. Yep.
So, Joe, so tell us more. How did you get involved with the BVA, and what's the latest there?
Well, my story this morning, probably like most of the other blind veterans that are out there. When I was diagnosed with my blindness back in 89, when they asked the question at Walter Reed, they didn't know anything, and they didn't know any organization or anything that could assist me. It wasn't until 2004 I found out about the BVA, blind rehab, and all the things that were available to me, even though all those years that I had been out, that I was given that wasn't given that information. So I joined the Georgia Regional Group, and I worked my way up through the regional group to be their regional group president. I held that office for almost 10 years. And then I became, thanks to my friends, as they called it, that what day they did it, they threw me under the bus, had me run for national treasurer, and here I am now as the national president.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Very glad to have you.
Very glad to have you.
So they threw you under the bus.
Yeah, well, see, the long story was they had been trying to get me to run as far back as 2010, and I kept telling them, I'm not ready yet. I don't want to do it. And instead of asking me, they said they just did it.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot of traveling?
Right now, with COVID being in place and everything, not too many places are open, so it's not too much traveling right now. I've done things around the state. And but since I border right next to Alabama, I've gone to Tuskegee and Montgomery because they're within close driving distance to do some things. But outside the state, as far as that, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe, I've got something that I'd like you to explain to our audience or our new maybe listeners of Blinded Veterans. How do they get to be a member? How much does it cost?
Right now, the cost is $25. The only requirements they have to have is, one, that you're a veteran honorably discharged and you have been to the VIS coordinator, or VIS being the Visual Impaired Service Team, which is with inside the, each of the VAs locally, and or you've been to blind rehab and you have a certificate of blindness to go with your application.
And that $25, that's for life, isn't it?
That's a life membership. Wow. Until next year. We enacted that back in 17. We ran that special for 5 years to see how it was going to run. Come August, next year's convention, they're going to have to change and figure out how they want to do it. Do you want to increase it or do you want to keep it that way? It's going to be up to the membership.
Okay. And what I always bring up every Veterans Day show is the meaning of becoming we need people to sign up to the BVA, that the ones that are veterans, blinded veterans, because of the fact that every person that is a member, that is a number up in Washington, that you are a member, and that's what gets our money to support all the equipment that we get from the VA, correct?
Well, it's more a number game when we start talking about when we go to advocate on Capitol Hill. Congress and the Senate is going to be looking at what are our numbers, and when we're looking at it as a veteran, you know, most of the things that happen on Capitol Hill is a number game. And the more you have in, when you go in there, the more they're going to listen to you. We've got veterans in every area of the community, whether in rural or inside the city limits, but, you know, a lot of them don't want to accept that diagnosis. You know, those five-letter words, they mean a lot to people. When you say blind, first thing I'll tell you is, no, not me. Let's face it, it's not coming back. If you can't see beyond your nose, you're blind. You know,
yeah.
It sounds cruel, but ours is the disability that no one can see. You can see someone has lost a limb, but when the eyes are gone, you got it's not the glasses. That's the first thing people need to understand. It is not the glasses that make you blind. It's not your hearing that makes you blind. It's not your mind. There is so many misnomers out there that people assume when you're with a sighted person that you can't think for yourself. We, all our faculties are intact. We can talk for ourselves. We can walk for ourselves. The ones that have been through blind rehab are great ambassadors to what we can do in the public when we want to do it. There's nothing stopping it. The only thing that stops us from doing something like a sighted person is our vision. We can use computers. We can use phones. We use all the accessible things out there. Matter of fact, the true story, people couldn't. I had to show somebody how to do something on their iPhone they didn't know they could do. And they had sight.
Well, yeah. I know. I've been there, too. One of our dear friends, who happens to be one of our co-hosts, Sheila, she taught me how to do Zoom, and I'm excited. And Sheila's totally blind, and she was my mentor. She taught me a lot of things that I know.
But the big thing would be that if you have a vision problem, please go get checked. Diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, these are the ones that sneak up on people, and you want to, you know, the worst thing they could do is when they go to do their eye exam, they turn their head and use their peripheral vision to see. And they go, the chart goes by your central vision. Yeah, you can cheat, but the only person you're hurting is yourself.
No. Joe, I got to interrupt you, Joe. I got to interrupt you. This is Michael. I got to interrupt you. If there's anybody who would like to talk to Joe, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Joe, if you're a BVA person or you would like to be BVA, now's the time to call in and discuss it with Joe. Phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Get Joe.
Okay. You have auxiliary members, too, people that want to be caregivers or help member locally. But, you know, we in some cases, we hurt ourselves when we don't go and tell the truth about your vision, because it's only going to benefit you to get the training. The equipment's free. I mean, the equipment has a price tag, as Gary can tell you. It has, it's priced. And, you know, instead of coming out of pocket, because of your service, you've already paid for it. And it's going to be there for life.
Yep. If it breaks down, they'll get you another one.
They'll fix it or get you a new one. That's correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, if you need help, man, get signed up. Go see your VIS coordinator, and they can help you do what you got to do, too, to get signed up.
Now, if they have an issue trying to figure where do I find one, you can always go to the BVA website, bva.org. And in there, you can find, click the link where it has regional groups, and you can find a local regional group, which is the state, and get in touch with them. If you want to help, be a caregiver or a sighted guide or something like that, you can still click those links and come in and help. If they want to donate, you can go in there and donate. You know, we accept all forms of cash.
All forms of cash. Silver.
Yeah, right.
Gold.
Not going to turn it away. Every dime helps. You know, we sponsor, we do some things for some of the veterans. We get them on trips and things like that. You know, so we're looking for sponsorship out there in the corporate world, you know, as far as local. And if anybody wants to be, my favorite is when you get the kids, when you get into education, there are some things they can do. Learning how to be a BIS coordinator, mobility specialist, a computer specialist, living skills. You know, all those things are available to them if they're looking for a field. And it's a great field to be in.
And one of our commercials, it shows that we can get together and go climb mountains, shoot guns, and then just become a brotherhood and get together and do things that you thought you couldn't do.
And speaking of guns, Gary, we have a gentleman calling in the second hour that is a blind veteran, a former police officer, and he's now a gunsmith. So that should be an interesting story. Joe, you might want to hang around and listen to that.
Yeah, I will.
But do you have any virtual events coming up, Joe? You know,
right now, everything's been pushed back to the states. The states or the regional groups themselves are able to do, they have the means. I just released them so that they can do in-person meetings if they want to, but it's also based on what their state says. Well, they say they got a mask, or they can and they can't. So, Georgia, where I'm at, there, the president, everything he's doing, the Veterans Day events they have there, the city, Columbus right here, they're not doing the Veterans Day parade. We're kind of disappointed in that because we've always participated in that. And I know the Veterans Day ceremony in Arlington has been curtailed a little bit, too.
Hmm. And we have a big Veterans Day parade here in Orlando, very big one.
You still had it this year, Gary?
Yeah, yeah. And we have a big CB. That's in, the parade in Orlando 2 years ago, I think, we won first prize for float with our big CB.
Okay. The big thing is when they're out there in the parades and you're out in public, you're wearing something that says Blinded Veterans Association. It gives other inspiration to other blind veterans when they see you. And first question is, I didn't know they had one, or how can I help? And I'd love it when someone wants to help, you know, be visible.
Yep. We got a very handsome ball cap with BVA on it. Says Blinded Veterans on the side. Nice cap.
I've taken some patches myself and made vest with them, other jackets, you know, the wear out and about.
Yep. So. All right, Joe. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show with us tonight. And
all right.
Welcome you back. Joe. We want to have you back again, Joe.
Absolutely, Gary. We'll have him back.
Well, that's fine. Just let me know. Call me and send me the link, and I'll come in. You know, I have no problem coming in. You know, the game's already over, so I'm good.
That's funny.
The game's over.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's nice to meet the new national president,
yep,
the BVA.
Well, thank you. And y'all
thank you very much, Pat. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you,
all right.
Joe.
Thank you very much.
Be well. Good night.
Bye.
Okie dokie. Alrighty.
All right.
Go to break.
We're going to go to trivia next. We're going to break. We come back.
Break.
Okay, that's the first national.
There it goes.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And we're live for Orlando, Florida. Right now, believe it or not, it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Gary, you're up. It's your trivia song.
Okay, this is one of the most sung songs in the Veterans Day. And I want to know who is singing this song.
Oh, beautiful. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. 407-894-1680.
In liberating strife, who more than self, their country loved.
Okay, Chris. They don't recognize that voice.
Well, no. Somebody done already called in and got that one off. All he said, "Oh man, I got this one." He just said he got this one. We got a gentleman by the name.
Yeah, the main listeners listen to this radio show, and of that million, I would say most of them have to recognize that voice.
Ask somebody already.
Okay, yeah. Chris, who's on the line? Who's on the line? Think they know it?
Well, we got Neil from Columbus, Georgia, by way of Philadelphia. Neil, are you there?
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
I'm sorry. Repeat Neil. That. No. Who's calling in?
We got Neil from Columbus, Georgia, by way of Philadelphia.
Okay, if you say so. Now I'm really confused. I was confused before the show. Now I'm really confused. Could you repeat that name again?
Neil.
No. It's Joe
Niall?
McNeil.
Joe McNeil. I'm sorry.
Niall calling it from Philadelphia. But he's really from Columbus, Georgia. Okay.
Joe McNeil.
That's Ray Charles. You had it playing too long.
Oh, it's Joe McNeil.
Okay, Joe.
You had that playing a little bit too long.
They did.
What happened?
I'm here.
Oh, well, who was it? Joe? Who was it?
Ray Charles.
All right.
You got it.
Played the whole song.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Eat. Enjoy. They can have salads or sandwiches. Enjoy. A $10 gift card is coming to you, Joe.
So you'll give Chris your address, Joe.
But what do you say about Philadelphia? Yeah, what do you say about Philadelphia?
Well, that's where I was born.
That's where you were born? No kidding. I'm from Philadelphia, too.
Really?
Yeah, so you're a Philadelphia fella?
Sure I am.
You know what, Joe?
Where'd you go to high school?
Archbishop John Carroll.
Oh, I went to Germantown.
Ah, I grew up right there in the Overbrook area, Winfield.
Oh, yeah. He went right by Wilt Distill. Overbrook, he went to Overbrook, Wilt Distill, Chamberlain.
Okay.
But no, y'all could donate it to somebody that can use it.
No, that's okay.
You get it, Joe. You earned it.
You earned it.
It pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, Joe.
Yeah, okay. So you keep on listening, Joe, and you'll give Chris the...
Where to send it to?
So Gary, I think you have somebody to introduce.
I most certainly do.
All right, Joe, hold on one
moment.
All right.
Okay. I got a very good friend of the show's tonight that has already been on, slipped on before me tonight. I wanted to introduce him. We had a little trouble. But this is a 97-year-old United States Navy CB, and his name is Peter Durante, and his cousin is Jimmy Durante. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Peter, where are you? We lost Peter.
Yeah, seemed like we lost Peter. Uh-oh.
Call back.
Uh-oh, he's going to have to call back. Peter, call back.
Gary, you did a good job doing that. I never heard you do that before.
Yeah, and then it messes up. Peter truly lost him. Good introduction.
Right,
introduction.
Well, hold on.
Gary.
Let's get this one real quick. You ready?
We're ready. Okay, our son was a Marine. That's right. He was in Desert Storm.
All righty.
So
while we're waiting for
Peter back?
No, not yet. Back? Not yet, but I got a temperature check. I got a temperature check. You ready for the temperature? Right. We got to check our temperatures in different states and where we're at. We're going to go up to our good friend, Terry. Terry in Connecticut. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hello, hello. Michael, Lynn, Gary, everybody. How you all doing tonight?
Oh.
We're doing.
Okay. So, 41 degrees here.
Wow.
41 degrees in Connecticut.
41 degrees in Connecticut. We'll be going down to 30 degrees tonight.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So I might be the only one excited for this kind of weather. That lets
like
me know that
snow might be on the way here.
That lets me know that Thanksgiving is really real now.
I know. Well, I won't be here. I'll be in a warmer climate during Thanksgiving.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Where you heading to, if you don't mind?
I'm heading down North Carolina to see my son. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cold, too.
So, he lives down in Raleigh, so it's a little warmer down.
Yeah, it's a little warmer in Raleigh, but
if you go to Raleigh.
Right, if you go to Rocky Mountain, you might be a little colder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I visit Rocky Mountain quite a few times. I've been there quite a few times, but I like Raleigh.
Yeah, Raleigh is nice.
And Cary's got my favorite place, though, but I do like Raleigh as well. You know, so it'll be a little warmer down there. I'm quite sure it's probably going to be in the 60s or something. It's definitely not going to be like Connecticut.
Well, thanks for calling in, Terry. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome. I thought I might fill
thanks
in
for the
while
report,
you guys
Terry.
Wait for Peter to call. Yeah? All right, well, have a good night, and guys, enjoy.
You too.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Take care now.
Okay, where are we now?
Where are we? You know what we're doing? Yeah, I have no idea what we're doing. Who's on first? I don't know. Who's on second? Peter is back. Is Peter back?
No, not yet. I'm waiting on Peter to call back.
That's odd.
Okay, while we're waiting for Peter, let's go to my trivia. This is a good song. This is one of my favorite songs, let alone a trivia. I love this guy, and this was a great song. See if anybody knows the voice. See if anybody can call in and say who's singing the song. Here we go. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Mike, that's too easy, Mike. Mike, you're giving him, making it too easy for him, Mike.
Okay, Chris.
Mike, everybody know that's the Blues Brothers. Mike, I don't even know why you do that.
That guy's been in more movies, and that was a great movie. After someone
gets it, I'll talk about that movie he was in. So who was singing the song? Anybody know it? 407-894-6. Anybody know who's singing the song? I can't believe it. I can't believe nobody knows who's singing that song. Come on now. Anybody on the line, Chris?
Nope.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got us a call. I think we got us a winner.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we're going to go down to Lachahatchee. You know, some of these names in Florida, I'm trying to still understand and get. After being here for about 17 years, there are still some names that I just can't pronounce. I guess it's a Seminole state, right? But we're going to Lachahatchee, Florida, and talk with our good friend Jack from Lachahatchee. Jack, you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, that was
Jack.
Hiya. That was Neil Diamond.
I can't hear you. Jack, could you repeat? I can't hear you, Jack.
Neil Diamond.
100% right, Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway. Jack, do you know what movie he was in that did that song?
I don't recall.
It was called The Jazz Singer. The Jazz Singer.
Oh, The Jazz Singer with Al Jolson, yeah.
With Lucy Arnaz.
I was going to say, you know, who was the daughter of Lucy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I got a question for you. For those who didn't see the movie, you should run and rent the movie. That was a great movie. For those who didn't see the movie, great movie. It's called The Jazz Singer.
I have a message.
Hey, Jack, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Where are you from now?
Lachahatchee. L-O-A-A.
Is it?
Lux. Think of bagels and Lux. L-O-X.
That's funny, bagels and Lux.
We
have a neat cattle Lachahatchee River here. I didn't know if that was connected to it.
No, it's not.
Could be.
No. I couldn't live there, Jack. I couldn't live there. You know why I couldn't live there?
Can't spell it.
But I couldn't spell it.
Jack, how far are you from the Palm Beach Airport?
West Palm Beach, about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's what minutes. I figured. You're above it. You're like the exit before it, right? If you're coming south on the turnpike, you're the exit before.
I have a question for Michael.
Okay.
Are you a new caller?
I'm a new caller, but I've been listening to your show.
He's got a question for you, Michael.
Oh, okay. Good, Jack. Good.
A few weeks ago, I heard an expression that I haven't heard in 90 years. And that expression was Moshe Pippick.
Moshe Pippick, yeah. Moshe Pippick and the Five Dwarves. I say it all the time. Yeah, Moshe Pippick.
When I was 5 years old, I heard it for the first time. That was 90 years ago.
Yeah. 90 years ago, no?
Are you really 95?
October 25th.
Wow.
God bless you. You sound young.
Belated happy birthday.
Belated happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you hear the beginning of the show?
Yes.
And that was a 97-year-old person there. Navy CB Peter.
So I have a question for you, Jack. How come we never heard from you before? If you've been listening so long, how come we never called from before, Jack?
Well, by the time I guess Tina Turner and Sammy Davis Jr., I was a little late.
You're late. Sammy, nobody got to guess Sammy Davis Jr. It was a joke. It was terrible that nobody could guess it was Sammy Davis Jr. It was horrible.
You keep on listening,
Jack.
Yeah, what's your eye problem, Jack?
Macular.
Oh, macular degeneration. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure he gives Chris his address.
Don't forget to give your name and address off the air to Chris so we can send you a gift card. You can go to Subway and get yourself a $10 Subway. Free.
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Hey. Well, thank you.
Nice for you calling in.
We appreciate you calling in, Jack. Call in again.
Please call in more often.
Now you can't win again for 30 days, but you can call in any time you want, just to say anything. You can call in any time you want, but if you want to win, you can't call in. You can only win every 30 days. Okay, Jack.
Okay.
Hey, Jack. What's the temperature down your way? What's the temperature like down your way?
68.
Oh wow, 68 degrees. All right, Jack. Hold on one moment. All right, don't hang up. Hold on.
Okay. Call again, Jack.
Call again anytime.
Thank you.
Alrighty. You're welcome.
Well,
it's nice. We have people.
Hey, wait a minute. I got another question. Does anybody else live in a city that we can't spell?
Like you said.
See, now that one. So now we got two questions. I heard, like bagels and lox. I know about my Moshe Pippig and the Five Dwarves. Yeah. Moshe Pippig.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear about my river, Michael? It's
river?
It's just written out far from me. It's called Econilockehatchee.
Oh, yeah, that sound that way. I know where that is.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Someday I'll tell everybody what Moshe Pippig means.
Listen, hold on.
Yeah, I'd like to know, Michael. I never heard.
I'm going to put one half of the dynamic duel on the phone line. We heard from one half earlier. Now we got the second half. Ladies and gentlemen, sound like both of them on the phone line.
I want to tell you a very happy, Veterans Day. I keep wanting to call it Remembrance Day because I thought y'all might want to know that in Canada, we only have one day to remember the soldiers, see? So what it is we combine it. We've got Remembrance Day, which I think combines Memorial Day and Veterans Day?
Yeah, Veterans Day.
Yeah, I get it mixed up because you have two of them. Now, so I thought, kind of interesting.
So we
now,
didn't say, who is this anyway? We heard.
I'm Carrie.
You didn't say Carrie from where? You didn't say Carrie
British
from
Columbia,
where?
Canada.
Oh, okay. So you're Carrie from Canada, right?
Columbia.
How
cold
is it there in Canada? How cold is it in Canada? Huh?
Yeah, from British Columbia, Canada.
What's the temperature?
How cold?
Oh, it's not that cold, you wimps. It's about, let me check. You guys, it is a whopping 50 degrees.
Wow. Oh, so far, she's winning 50 degrees.
Yeah.
Yep. Cold so far in Canada, 50 degrees.
Yep. 50 degrees. What's the temperature for y'all?
60. Going to go 62 tonight.
Ah, that's nothing. We're going to get down to about 40. We're going to get down to about 32 or 3 or something.
Yeah.
I have to
you know why we have two, the Veterans Day and Memorial Day?
Yeah, why is that?
Because Americans like holidays.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is for the people
who
die.
They are
good. Good one. Very good. Yeah. That summed it up nicely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. Carrie from Canada.
You bet. And I wish every serviceman and woman, a very good Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Thank you
this
for
is
service.
Veterans Day, not Memorial Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's not until Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate
Have
your call.
Have a great day.
Yep.
We're going to go to break. No.
Come on.
Hey, Gary, I got a question for you. Maybe you can help me and answer this.
What's that?
All right. Really, the truth, was Papa and Pluto really Navy SEALs or in the Navy?
He was in the Navy.
They were part of the Navy.
Yeah.
So
who are you talking about?
Papa and Pluto.
Oh, Popeye.
Popeye and Pluto, yeah.
Now.
Navy.
Now.
Popeye was a Navy.
Now, is spinach a popular thing for the Navy?
No. I never saw it the whole time I was in there.
Okay, I was just curious.
Thank
all right.
Goodness.
Popeye the Sailor Man, I remember that.
You've been worried about that your whole
He had a white cap on.
Yeah, I know, right.
Yep.
Only me, right, Lynn?
Yeah, and what was his wife's name? I know, and the baby.
I don't remember.
I know.
I don't remember the baby's name. I just called the baby Popeye.
That's a trivia question. Who knows it? Who knows the Popeye's wife's name and the baby's name?
Wife's name and the baby's name.
That's a trivia question. Popeye, what's her family name?
They're all from Atlanta.
Who knows?
Oh, they were from Atlanta?
4-16-8. Who knows Popeye's family's name? Wife and daughter.
Lynn, did you say they were from Atlanta? Did you say they were from Atlanta, Popeye and his family?
No.
Oh. I was like, wait. That's a lot of detail for a cartoon.
407-894-1680. Who knows Popeye's family's names? Daughter and son, or daughter, whatever. What's the family's name? 407-894-1680. Anybody know it? You got a minute and a half to call in before we go to break.
Hey. Worth a nice sub.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Mike. I don't think a lot of people remember the son.
The who?
The baby.
Oh.
Was it a girl or boy?
I don't remember.
The baby.
I forget. I know his wife's name. I don't remember.
All right, so listen, here we go. We got us a caller that called in. Our good friend, the boss lady herself, Brenda. Brenda, how you doing?
Brenda.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you and everybody else out
there? Hey, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
All right, Brenda. So we're getting ready. We got it.
And Gary, wow, man, Gary. It's Sweet Pea is the baby in olive oil.
Sweet Pea. Sure is. Good job.
What's
thank you, Brenda.
Name?
Is that? Oh, this little Sweet Pea, yes. And I love it.
Yeah.
Well, she just went on top of a $10 gift card from the Subway.
Wow,
olive oil and
you.
Sweet Pea.
All right, we got to go to break. Hold on, Brenda.
Break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.